I wrote down a few of the questions that you had. So before going to the chat, because I see some questions are already there, like for example, Kimberly is asking, Lunar Matrix still active? Of course it is still active. If not, we would be immediately automatically in 5D. So before going on with some further questions from you, I would like to maybe just go through some questions I wrote down from the chat, from the video comments. You know, some of you were commenting that the moon, well, the beautiful moon, and how you've always felt connected to the moon and to its energy. Some of you said the opposite, that you didn't feel very connected. And well, you know, it's not like in itself the moon is something negative, as it is, the way I understand it, because it's just the old Andromedan biosphere that is not working, but it's being used right now as a kind of a control system from where the suppressing frequencies are being transmitted and so on. So no, it's not really anything positive to be focusing on the moon the way I understand it. Although it does look nice there in the sky, especially if it's a full moon, right? But no, don't charge your crystals, for example, in the full moon, as Varus was clear about that as well. It's better to do it in the sun. And when there is a full moon, the matrix energies are the strongest. Okay, are the strongest. And the eclipse, for example, the moon eclipse is when the matrix energies are the weakest. For example, the Buddha is supposedly a person who have gained enlightenment during the eclipse. So yes, Kathy, shut the matrix down. What's going on? Just shut it down. Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about that as well. It's not going to be a very, very, very long video. I don't think so. Okay, I don't want to extend it too much, but let's see what happens. Okay, I have a question written down here from. Wait with your questions, okay? Because I'm not reading the questions right now. Okay, so the next question I had here was from Perika, and he's asking, Gosha, do you know what is Tigetan Schumann resonance, or at least equivalent? Is it similar frequency on all other 5D planets? I think I vaguely remember talking about that with Varu once, but they cannot give us an exact Tigetan resonance because, as you remember, that's actually the address, right? The exact frequency of each place. Like, for example, this place, this telephone here, right here and right now in this point in space-time has a specific frequency address. So if I'm going to give it to you, which I don't have anyway, it's providing basically the address to the regressive and negative races. And remember, they do have the access to the portals technology. So who knows? You know, they are interested in, I think, from what I understand, they will be interested in even invading Taygeta. They have to be careful, you know. It's not all peace and love up there as it is portrayed by New Age. So the exact Schumann resonance for Taygeta cannot be given for the security violation reasons. Okay, someone, Kai Klar, commented that Emery Smith also confirms moon being a hologram and portals being used all over. So I just wanted to comment that. I didn't see Emery Smith talking about that, but I believe, yes. And of course, David Icke is another one who is talking about the moon technology and Saturn technology as well. Remember that the moon itself is not a hologram. It's what we see. Is what we see is what is a hologram. It is projecting a sort of a cape, like a layer around it, so that what we perceive here from here is something different to what it really is. I'm very sorry, I'm not reading the chat, okay, right now. Well, actually, okay, let me see if I can if I can see anything. Why does the moon mean a lot for the first human cultures? Very interesting questions. Perhaps they could sense and there was something going on there, and maybe some occult secret hidden knowledge was passed down. I'm not really sure. Okay, Mystic Tony is asking, so when NASA go to the moon in 2024, since they would be out of Earth matrix, are they going to see the metal moon? I doubt they're going to get there. I really, truly doubt they are going to get there. Let's go back to my list, okay? And also forgive me if, you know, I'm just testing doing this live show. I'm not an expert in any way. I'm doing it completely spontaneously, all right? So just bear with me, please. Next question I have. Yes, big question. Can they shut off the matrix? What's going on? If this is all matrix, if this is all moon's fault, why can't they just turn it off? Well, first of all, from what I understand, they have been shutting it off very slowly, little by little. It's in their control right now, and also Arcturians. So it has been they have been shutting it off little by little. It cannot be done drastically. They cannot just completely turn it off, because it would be too drastic of a change, too much of a shock to the people living within this cocoon of the 3D reality. It just cannot be done this way. It cannot be. It's too drastic of a measure. It has to be done slowly, and it has to be done in a very controlled and wise manner. Zvaru also informed us that if they did that, if they suddenly shut it off, we will be exposed. Thank you very much, kinda gamey. Do they admire anything about humans? Okay, let me remember that question, okay, for later. I don't want to distract myself now from my train of thought, which was if they shut off the matrix right away, remember that we would be, thank you very much, Petra, as well. We would be exposed to everything that is included and contained within the 4D reality, astral realms. And remember, as Varu said, it's a zoo. It's a zoo there in the astral realm. There are all kinds of creatures and strange phenomena, strange to us. So we would not be able to handle that. We would not be able to be mentally prepared to handle that situation. So it cannot be done drastically. It could be too much for the mind. The mind could go crazy. I mean, I remember the conversation with Varu when she was explaining that, you know, there are a lot of people still believing in religions, in the old structures, in old mechanisms. They have no idea about any of this. So imagine the shadow of the matrix right away. This would be quite risky and dangerous to their mental state. So it has to be done in a controlled way. Also, what's contributing to the matrix being shut off slowly, little by little, are the positronic energies coming from the center of the galaxy. And I am now, right now, gathering all the information I can from the previous chats about the positronic energies coming from the sun, because someone did ask me, what are they exactly? What are these positronic energies? The scientists don't talk about them. Like, what is this? Well, science doesn't talk about a lot of thoughts, a lot of things. So we don't trust scientists, really, right? So I will make a video about the positronic energies and what they mean and stuff like that. But those energies that are coming are slowly affecting everything, not just the Earth, but affecting other planets. And the solar wind is like an energy frequency relay station. So it intensifies those energies that are hitting the Earth. Remember, Svaru told us that when they're on the ship, and those positronic energy storms come, it actually feels like a storm, like something hitting the hull of the ship. You can actually hear that and feel the ship feels those energies. It's called like a positronic energy storm, and it actually happens twice or three times a month. It happens all the time. It's not like it's the huge wave is coming. It's been happening slowly, gradually. And yeah, it happens a few times a month. So this is also contributing to this matrix and the frequency from the moon being shut off. The lunar reactors are very old, ancient, old technology. So they are getting weaker and weaker, and sometimes many failures can be even experienced. All the phenomena from 4D start to leak through. People are starting to see all the strange paranormal activities. It's all happening. So that's a very important factor as well. However, please remember that the most important factor is us, is our mind, and it's our consciousness. That's why we are here. That's why we have incarnated. Every one of us are here for a reason and on purpose, and we know exactly what we are doing on the soul level. Okay, so even if you feel desperate and anxious and want to get out, just believe and have faith in the fact that you are here for the reason. And it's very important to watch your thoughts and your mind and your frequency, because everything you put out there and everything you project, the matrix reads, because that's how it works, because it's using the original matrix functioning, which is basically the law of attraction, the manifestation of the mind. It's all real, and it's crucial to be projecting into the matrix what we envision. So the ascension is us. It's very important to be in a 5D state and emanate that state, because if we are going to be that, that's what the matrix is going to read and reflect it back to us. Remember that unreal people don't have. The false people don't have that power, don't have the power to create reality. So it's in our hands. And there are few of us. Yes, they outnumber us. And that's why it's very important for them to be giving us false realities and fear and low energies, because they know that we are the ones who create them, everything. So we can't give in. We can't give in to what they are giving us. We have to stay true to who we are and keep projecting the high frequencies into the matrix. Project the ascension. I hope it makes sense. Now, the next question was, well, everybody was complaining. Well, not everybody. I'm exaggerating. I don't like to exaggerate. Some people were saying that the Federation is guilty, right, for putting up the matrix. That's, it's their fault. And first of all, let's clarify something. It's not Taygeta's fault. It's not even Pleiadian's fault. Remember that Taygeta and Pleiades are just one of the hundreds of different races belonging to the Federation, okay? They are among most active ones, the Taygetas and Pleiadians, different races, because there are so many different Pleiadian races. They're among most active ones, but there are hundreds of races belonging to the Federation. And many of these races are not even very active. So, of course, it's very easy to put blame, on whoever is first in front of you, active, because you don't even know who is behind, who else is working behind the scenes. And there are many, many races working behind the scenes. And many races are not even working so much behind the scenes. They are just observers. They observe. So I am very appreciative of everything the Taygetans have been doing in the Pleiadians and even Federation, because they have been doing a lot, okay? And Zvaru always explains that, even they make mistakes. They are not perfect. They apply whatever strategies they deem accurate and correct at the moment. And they need to react fast sometimes. At the time when the 3D installment was set up, the Federation was very weak, fighting the reptilians for a very, 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 very long time. Am I still on, by the way? Can someone say anything? Because my chat has stopped. Hello? I don't know if I'm on. Hello? Rainier, if you see me, can you tell me through my other chat that I am on and viewable? Hello? Okay, 1 second, please. If you can see me, please, patient. I need to confirm that I'm on because my chat completely froze. I don't know if I'm on. Hello? Yes, okay, Rainier, thank you very much. I'm sorry, I don't know why. I don't see the chat. It's completely frozen. Okay, I keep talking then. It says unable to connect to chat. Please try again later. I have no clue. Okay, I'm just going to keep talking. Rainier, please, if I get frozen or if I get offline, let me know through my other chat, okay? Okay, so the Federation, when fighting those reptilian wars and the Orion wars, million-year wars, the Tiamat situation, by the way, I didn't even share with you what happened exactly on Tiamat, which I will. Also, the Federation was very tired, was exhausted after all these battles. So that was the decision that they made at that moment, which was the most correct decision for them to take at that moment. You know, and we are all in those kinds of situations when we are pushed to certain decisions and conclusions and fast reactions, and that's what they did. And you know, they were supposed to be dealing with the problem, and they have been trying to deal with the problem for 1,200,000 years. And I will explain different ways how they have been doing that also in some other video. But in a way, you know, it's not about the blame, who did what. It's not about pointing fingers. It's about working together right now, us from here and them from there, to try to, you know, do something about the situation. Also remember that many of you, because the question is, oh, is the Federation to blame? Remember that many of you, okay, many of you here have been there, present at that time, probably, maybe. Some of you not, yes, some of you not, at that time, you know, Atlantis time, Lemuria time, during all those wars. You were all over the place. We are all from somewhere, and we have history and past behind us. It's not like we are here and that's their fault. You know, maybe you yourself were involved in that situation, and now you have no memory of that at all. Maybe now you are here, among other reasons, to try to fix the situation. If not, maybe you would be somewhere in Era on the beach. No, Era doesn't have the beaches. On Temer, on a beach and relaxing. But the fact that you are here now, maybe it's because from the other side, you know that you have participated in some of that. So now you are trying to help. I am not saying that's the case for all of us. I'm just saying that, you know, there's so much more behind all this. Here I have noted down that, remember, and it connects to what I just said, that many of us are from there, and the past humans are there. Zvaru told me once that, you know, we are trying to liberate the humans, but actually, I don't even see humans. The line on Earth, the line between what is an extraterrestrial and what is a human is very thin. It's very thin. You know, it's not as clear as it seems. It's not that, you know, there is an extraterrestrial and it's green with two antennas, as Robert always says, and now we are, and then we have humans. You know, the line and the frontier between the extraterrestrials, and I'm mostly talking about those humanoid extraterrestrials like Hegetans, for example, the line is very thin. Many of them are here. Many of them come down. Many of them are here in immersion projects. It's all mixed here. So it's not as clear cut. Why is my chat stuck? I have no idea. But this sucks because I cannot see the chat. Okay, I'm going to try something else. I'm going to go to my channel. I'm sorry, just a moment, please. And I'm going to try to see it from a different browser. Okay, maybe I can see the chat there. Okay, nothing. Let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. View on YouTube. Let's view it from the YouTube. I can see that. Okay, I can see the chat over there. Okay, so how am I going? So is the Federation guilty? Who is not guilty of something in their life? Now, some of you said, you know, I want to get out of here. It's not my fault. They closed me in. I didn't know what's going to happen. And again, we fall into the victim mode. Remember that from the etheric realm, all the souls know what they are getting into. Yes, we knew. That's the whole idea of coming here and not remembering. I don't know. You ask me. What is this whole setup about not remembering? I also have my reservations about this whole project about not remembering. But you know, that's something. That's been set up, and that's the way it works. And it's not just something that it's set up. Not remembering, as Aneka, I remember, explained to me once, the not remembering part is a natural consequence of the difference between frequencies, of being between different frequencies. You know, it's like when you go to sleep. It's not that someone has designed you not to remember your dreams. It's just that your consciousness going back and forth between different fields and with different, fields of frequencies. Naturally, there is some kind of a dissonance there then when the memory, you know, as far as the memory is concerned. So we don't remember the dreams just the same way. Can you remember what the dream was last night? Maybe yes, but not to the detail. So it's the same here. It's not like it was some kind of an evil setup against us. Yes, Edna, to you. We are not victims. It's very important. We have all come here knowing what we are getting into. As I said, again, we knew that we would not remember. Some of us, before coming in here, could actually, if you are in the immersion, could set up in the settings the level of your forgetfulness. Mine is zero. I have set myself up to remember nothing. Well, almost not. I have just one detail that I remember. But apart from that, I don't remember anything. But hey, I'm proud of myself. You know, I am here. I have come down here. Not many of them have the balls to be here. It's not easy to be here, even though it is a fun playground. On the other hand, you know, even today we have talked to several of them, and they were men. And I asked them, have they incarnated, you know, during the immersion program, for example, to 3D? And they are all tough men, you know, special task force. But not many of them, from what I understand, have decided to come down here. Probably not because of fear, okay? But simply because they don't see it necessary for their expansion. But anyway, my point is not many souls have the guts to be here. You are here. You are brave. Be proud of yourself. And enjoy it as much as you can within the range of what you can enjoy. I know that sometimes life is not easy. It's easy to say, right? Okay. So let me just look at the chat very, very fast, and then I will continue with the questions I have written down. Okay, let me just go to this one here. Isabella Helm, thank you for your great work. Okay, thank you so much, Isabella, yes. And thank you, Inna, also, Inna Russell. Okay, let me just look at the questions. How long, Marcia, how long will it take to shut down the moon? it doesn't work like that with dates. You know, they are very specific about not giving dates. It doesn't really work like that because time is not something linear, it's semi-linear. And oh my God, it's actually quite complicated for our linear mind. Wait until I make the video. I do a video on time, specific topic, just time and portals. And it's not a specific date. There is no specific date on that. Also, it's individuals. Varu always explained that we are all in individual timelines. So it's actually individual for many of us. It depends. What are the orbs? Okay, for now, try to stick to the matrix question. And then maybe I can answer some other ones. I want to get the matrix questions out of the way. Is the machine I saw in the moon? I'm not sure. Is there an inner earth? Yes, there is. I will make the video about Agartha. Let's see. Can I go to the live chat? I'm sorry. I'm just testing this. Hello from Russia. Oh, well, hello. So are all the space programs fake from all different countries? Well, they are definitely covering up a lot of stuff. I don't know if they are fake. They are definitely working on something, but I'm not sure exactly to what extent what they do is correct. How can we avoid being collateral damage? Yes, because when the matrix was set up, it was said that we were the collateral damage. It was just an expression, okay? This doesn't mean that, no, we are the victims. In a way, okay, we are, but we are not at the same time. Because if we just keep being stuck on the, oh yeah, we are the victims, they have to shut it off. We are taking away from ourselves the responsibility to rebuild this situation and reconstruct the matrix. It's not about them fixing things for us. Remember, they are not our saviors. They don't want to be perceived this way. They want to treat us, that's why Svaru has been giving so much information, even technical information. They want to share, they want us to reach this information, to be on the equal grounds in a way. So let's not give them away all that power, okay? It's not on them to be fixing the situation. Only they have been doing a lot, but they have been doing stuff behind the scenes, and also why behind the scenes? Because it's important that we take the credit that for the liberation, that it's that, you know, that we realize it's us who have this power to change things. And so yes, moon gonna be taken out of here soon. I don't know what happens with the moon once the matrix is shut off. I don't know what they will do about it. The solar simulating blocking our sun. I don't know anything about a solar simulator blocking our sun. No. All I know that the sun is not a simulator. Okay, let me just continue with the questions here. One more thing. Yes, I have written down here about the matrix 3D and all the souls knowing what they are getting into. Remember, because I even asked this question, Svaru, even at the time of the 3D installments, the Delirians that were here, the humans, the trapped humans that were here, Svaru told me, on the etheric and soul level, even them, they knew what was coming. And why? Because from the etheric realm, from the soul level, the higher planes of ourselves, there is no time. There is no time. There is no linear sequence of events. So, of course, on the soul level, deeper soul level, they knew. They have probably even lived this before. Because remember, the reincarnation is cyclic. It's cyclic. And you don't only go from one person to B, from the person A to B and C in the linear time, but you also go back to being the same person. That's what the deja vus are also, because you have lived this very moment truly in some other cycle, okay? So those souls that were there on the soul level, etheric level, they knew what was going to happen. That's what Svaru explained to me. Okay, another question. This was an interesting question. I have a very short answer to that. If there was a transmitter projecting something from the moon, then there would be an obvious difference in energies between the people on the Earth when the moon is on one side of the Earth. Yes, so in other words, I think the question is, when the moon is on the other side of the Earth, it will affect differently the people there than on the other side. But it doesn't work this way, because it's the whole toroid is affected. Okay, we are shielded within this 3D toroid, and the whole toroid I think receives the same amount of frequencies. However, now that I think about this, I remember we talked about where the matrix is the strongest, and it was actually covered in one of the first videos. The matrix, the lunar matrix energies are the strongest in Europe and in North America, from what I remember. And also the matrix is a system, control system is the strongest there. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody, for watching. By the way, I didn't expect so many people, 518 people watching on my English channel. That's quite interesting. Thank you so much. Yes, I will get Brenda. I will get the moderators. I just didn't have time to put anybody up as moderators yet, but I will. Oh, hello, Bent. Hello, Bent. Bent is my friend from Norway, who actually very kindly has provided his voice for my interview with the Tigerton pilot Kalel. So soon, when I will publish that video, it's going to be in two parts. He will be the one talking as Kalel. Okay, let me go back to my questions. I don't have many more. Okay. Well, okay, this is important. Someone asked. Well, actually, it's not really related to the 3D matrix, but the question is, with all this focus on stellar navigation, is this our way of this planet by way of ships after ascension to make it through the belt? Why so much detail on navigation? Okay, the way to the ascension is not really by the ships. No one's going to come down, and there are going to be no saving ships taking people away. Okay, they do that. They extract some of their star seeds and some other people sometime, but it's not a very common event. It's not something frequent. It's not something they normally do, but they do that, extract sometimes. Why so much detail on the stellar navigation? Because, first of all, everything is connected. Everything in the universe is connected. And this is for you to see how it is all connected. Consciousness, frequencies, technology, there is no difference for them. It's not like we have a left brain and a right brain here, and the artists don't understand the physicists, and the other way around. It's all connected and related. The ships work with the frequencies. The ships work with the consciousness, and they react to the consciousness. They even have the interface, pilot-ship interface. I will talk about that as well. So this is for you to understand how amazing and glorious the part of your the power of your consciousness is, and how everything in the universe is the ether, and how everything manifests from the ether. Now, in the fifth part of the stellar navigation, which I will publish next, you will understand the supraluminar warp hyperspace flight mode. And you will see how, by the way of frequencies manipulation, they can travel to the other part of the galaxy. So this is to expand your knowledge, expand your field of perception and what you can integrate into your reality. Because remember, the more you integrate within your field of the reality, the more you can perceive and absorb and include as part of you. That's part of the ascension. You are ascending. That's your frequency is raising. You are becoming more and more and larger and larger. And this is how we manifest the 5D. Also remember that if we are ready for the 5D, as many of you say, then we need to be prepared for what that 5D is all about, right? Many of you are here incarnated pilots, for sure. Many of you have visited those ships before and maybe are engineers and who knows what. So this is what the 5D is all about. Not only, it's also about being a farmer on the planets. They are also doing that. This is to prepare the humans, the human minds for what's coming, what's in the 5D, what kind of technologies they have. So we don't perceive them as these gods anymore, you know, someone so far away and unattainable to us. So once we actually see them, we are not going to go down our knees starting to worship them. That's exactly what they don't want. So this is kind of putting us, you know, I wouldn't say on an equal ground with them, giving us the knowledge and preparing the ground for the interstellar civilization, for the interstellar contact, for the 5D, for the ascension. You know, so next time you look up at the stars, you will understand how it works. You will understand what you're seeing. So next time you see a UFO, you will understand the technology behind it and you will be a larger person. You will integrate more in your reality. So it's important. Everything is important. As Varu once said, from the shades of the lipsticks to the engineering of the starship, everything is part of the reality. So everything is important. Okay, let me see the chat, what's happening. Valentina, if we are 3D beings, let me see, because the question just went up. If we are 3D beings, isn't the next density 4D? How can 3D beings exist in 5D? Yes, we can, because remember, it's not like there is a wall. It's not like it's a frequency range of the perception more than anything. They can come down here and exist here, and we can also come up there. It's not like there is a separation. It's like a completely different universe, and we cannot cross there. There is no wall like that in that sense. So, you know, our mind, and remember, our mind is not 3D. We are not actually 3D beings. You see, that's what this whole scheme fraud is about. They want us to believe that we are limited. They want us to believe that we are 3D. And in a way, yes, we have those 3D frequencies, but our mind and our consciousness doesn't have D limits. It's unlimited. It's infinite, and it trespasses any limitations. We are unlimited in our mind and within. And so definitely we can exist. We already are there, probably. Yes, and even higher. Let's see. What about leaving the? Okay, I'm reading the question. Reading the questions. Yes, I would like to know about Archangel Michael. Yes, maybe at some point I will make a video about that. Okay, let me just go back to the 3D questions, and then maybe I can divert to other realms. Yes, as I said, switching off the moon matrix does relate to the positronic energies. I am collecting information about that right now from other chats, and I will make a video very soon about the positronic energies and what are they exactly. Okay, I have two more questions. When the matrix falls off, will we see the moon for what it is? Yes, we will. We will see everything for what it is. Now, interesting fact, curious fun fact. Imagine if you were taken now to the 5D. You would slowly start to see yourself as you really are in the 5D. Because remember, here we are like, as they said once, a caricature of our version, of our 5D biological version. So especially if you are immersed, for example, another fun fact, if you are somewhere in the immersion chamber and then someone comes and takes you, to the 5D. By the way, Ranier, if you are listening, you need to translate the video about the immersion. Okay, he just made fantastic videos in three parts about the immersion, and it's in Spanish. So we are waiting on the English channel. So imagine you are in the immersion chamber, and then you are here in 3D, and they take you, they extract you, right? They take you up to the ship, and you go to 5D. What happens? So you will actually slowly start to transform biologically into your 5D pre-immersion version of yourself. Yes, you can actually do it fast, going into the medical pod. They have these regenerating medical pods where actually everything goes back to its kind of its natural health, you know, healthy state. So you would come out as your previous 5D version of yourself. But naturally, if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to go through that process, it would be naturally, and within, I think, 7 years max, I think you would go back to your 5D interpretation. Because remember, 5D or 3D, it's all just interpretation anyway. Even 5D is a sort of a matrix, but the natural matrix. You know, we are all physical interpretations of something that we are portraying, something we are representing of ourselves in a higher plane. The model for what we are is actually patron in Spanish, is actually on the etheric level beyond 5D. That's where the code of what we will look like is. So even the 5D is just the interpretation of how we perceive ourselves, how our intention of ourselves is on that higher level. Okay. Last question, how can we block those frequencies from the moon? Well, it's all about, you know, all these videos, the whole idea behind these videos is to be helping you to raise your awareness and integrate more and more into your being, okay? And I've talked about this, and I've talked about the resonance of this information, how it can, for me, it changes the molecules of my perception, of my mind, of my physical body. I don't know, it's something magical. And I know many of you feel the same way. I have the video about how to raise the frequency. So the person who asked that question, how can we block the frequency? Please go to that video, how to raise the frequency, or how to be a 5D person. I have the video on that, how to be a 5D person. Okay, questions done. Let's go to the chat. I'm ready. I will have some more time to be with you here on the chat, okay? Hello, Gosha, Catherine. I saw purple coming from the moon. What is that? I have no idea. I have no idea what that could be, the purple color. Interesting question, yes. Why does so many cultures worship the moon? That's an interesting question. You know, why do we worship so many things that are fake and false? You know, there are so many false systems set up on Earth. Yes. So if you have any questions, maybe you can put them in caps. Do you have any other doubts about what I said? Okay, any Space Monkey, any updates about how far along the breakdown? Okay. Any updates about how far along the breakdown of the moon matrix is? No, it's not really sure. It all depends on so many different factors. It all depends on us. You know, it depends on so many different things going on. Naughty Beaver is asking, here's my top question. If the matrix is brought down, we will have to coexist with the reptilians. Will they form part of our reality? Okay, that's a very good question. We did ask this before as well. And no, we will not be coexisting with the regressive ones. Remember that many, many, many reptilians are actually positive. Not all of them are bad. Many of them are, changing camps, so to speak, and being reformed and getting re-educated and understanding more and more. You know, they are also on their ascension way, in a way, some of them. So if they are positive, I imagine that we would be able to coexist in some way with them. A lot will need to be forgiven and a lot of, you know, mutual shadow work done in order to continue existing. For sure, there's going to be some resentment, as I remember, as Valerie said that as well. But, you know, it's going to be positive. It's going to be possible. The regressive ones will probably go to another timeline. Will go to another timeline, into their timeline, or they will need to be shipped back to wherever they came from. Draconians, I think, I don't remember now exactly. They will have to basically take care of them. But many of them will just continue on their own in another timeline, as I understand. I know it's not easy to grasp this concept of the separation and timelines, but, you know, it even happens with people. Many of people are being, are going away from our lives and disappearing. So that's how it's going to be, more or less. Zero tolerance for draconians. Can you expand about the Hashbalim angels and their role in our consciousness?
Interesting.
Why interesting? Interesting because just today we had the opportunity to speak to some of these men. And I don't have much information about them at this point, just that they are a special target and task force, military command, space operation, tough military men, as they say. And they are, you know, fulfilling tough work here. They are very direct, to the point, very efficient, very task-oriented, very protective. They are here to do a lot of dirty work. Okay, so we have a lot to thank them for sure. So thank you. If you are watching, by the way, I don't know who is watching. At what point? Are the dinosaurs real? Actually, the dinosaurs, not exactly as they are presented. They were some different types of creatures, but not exactly as they are presented to us. Okay, I will make the video about the dinosaurs. I don't remember now. Will women stop having periods when the moon is gone? That's a very interesting question as well, which I don't know exactly. But yes, we do have our periods controlled by the moon here in the 3D matrix, although we can control it with our minds as well. There, in the 5D, it's all mental. So you can actually mentally control your period because they don't have the moon in their society there in Tegeta. So it's much more mental. Everything is mental. It's more mental there. Why do we have people have Rh blood? I made a video about Rh negative. So in a few episodes back. Okay, cosmic vibes. You can chat now. Very good. I can't. I don't know why my chat got stuck. Interesting question also, why did they quarantine the reptilians here versus a vacant planet? Well, because I understand it, because the reptilians themselves, that's where they took refuge. They were chased by the Federation. So the reptilians themselves came here. It's not like they were put here by the Federation. The reptilians came here and that's where the Federation trapped them. Okay, let's see if I see any other question that I can respond fast. How much time? Okay, I started streaming 50 minutes ago. Okay, when I get to 1 hour, I'm gonna go. Okay, I don't want to be more than 1 hour. By the way, I'm wearing this because actually the angel wings like that, it's a very important symbol for them as well. You know, they have been using Tigetan Pleiadians, the wings and the symbol of angels for a very, very long time. And that's why they got confused with angels in the end. They are not angels, they are people. And archangels, that's a special Tigetan special Tigetan task force. That doesn't mean, though, that there are no higher than 5D beings that also could be perceived as angels. Once we get to the solar system saga, which I will explain every single planet and what happens on each planet, we will go into Jupiter. And in Jupiter, there are 7D beings called Charistus, and they are actually like angels. From what I understand, if my memory doesn't fail me, they even have wings. They could be perceived with wings. So they can be invoked for protection even. That symbol is important. They have this emblem, not the Chinese letter, okay, just the wings. They have the wings emblem on their armor, on their ships, on their helmets, in many places. How is the appearance of the moon without a hologram? It's just a metal can floating around. It doesn't have much to it. It's not like it's a rock. It's a earth. It's metal, and inside there are all kinds of constructions and strange stuff. And that's what the Star Wars Death Star comes from. That's what Varro told us. So that's what it is. I always bear Erin. I used to love wings symbol for a long time, even before getting to, finding out about Taygetans. I don't know anything about the space treaty in Finland. I have no idea. We didn't touch on that yet. Lisa Post, yes, it is an exciting time to be alive. Exactly, it is. I know there are hardships. I know there are difficulties, but apart from that, it is an exciting time to be alive. Remember that we are manifesting a lot of things, and we are manifesting a lot of things even from beyond this incarnation. Do you have a dog? I have two dogs. Oh my God, I want to show you my dog. Okay, you want to see my dog? Say yes. Okay, I'll show you my dog. I have two, but one is very small. Okay. Okay, that's one. His name is Crockett. Okay, Crockett. Yeah. We named him after Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice because we were both fans with my ex-partner of Miami Vice. Look at his face. He's always pulling this face like he's meditating. Right? Hello, Crockett. People are saying hello to you. Are the reptiles still behind the government? Yes, they are behind a lot of governments. Yes. But there are a lot of factions. And here I have another one. Okay. Okay, that's Ringo. His name is Ringo. All right. Okay. Thank you, guys. Yeah, he's bigger. Okay. Tell us more about Antarctica. I will make the video about Antarctica, yes, because I'm now translating all the videos from Robert's channel, and he did talk about Antarctica quite a lot. I don't remember so much on this topic. I just remember that there is an entrance to the inner Earth around the poles, but I will talk about this, okay, in the video. I don't know much about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth either. I'm sorry, I don't have all the answers. I don't see. What are you going to do for Halloween? Nothing. I don't really celebrate Halloween. Do the unreal people have an auric field? No, they don't. Hello, Sirona. No, they don't. I think they don't have an auric field. I remember Svaru said that the false people, if you like, if you direct, you know, an auric field or frequency field reader on them, they will basically give the same reading as a lamp post on the street. That's exactly what she said. Sirona, okay, can you stay a little more? Yes, I can. Well, if you have any other questions, can you tell us more on a backdrop people, the earth, the false people? Well, I made the whole video about that. What exactly would you like to know? There is a whole video about the false, unreal people. If you can go to that video. Okay, is Bavi. I will maybe in the future I will talk about Archangel Michael. Yes, maybe. Right now I don't have any information about that. Let's see. I don't know so many of these questions. Who created the giants? I don't know who created the giants. Who is at the top of the negative entities? Lucifer, AI, or someone else? That's a very, very, very complicated, loaded question. There are so many layers on the pyramids, and even on top of what we think is the top of the pyramid, there are still other entities, from what I understand. I will also make the video about artificial intelligence, because as Varu told us, that is actually a big threat to many civilizations. She was talking to us about the intelligence, the artificial intelligence that is out there, even consuming the whole universes. I will make a video about this in detail, okay? Just be patient, because I am always switching between the Spanish channel and the English channel. I'm making one in English and then another one in Spanish. And in between, trying to have life, which is hard at this point. I don't have life, but actually, no, I do. I do travel sometimes, whenever I can. That's the only thing I cannot stop doing. I love to travel. I have an exploring heart, and I love to go into the unknown places and territories and have adventures. So that's my life, and doing this, basically. Okay, Genaro, who is Lucifer? I'm sorry, yeah, but because I'm starting to feel like to many of these questions, my answer is I will make a video about it. But yes, because I don't recall all the details all the time, and I prefer you to have the full exact video with details than me saying a few sentences. I don't remember. Mantis, I think from what I remember, they were the ones who were on Mars. The Mars was divided in different sections, reptilians, and I think the mantis were. You know, sometimes my memories is not that great. When is an update coming on Svaru and the Tigetans? Well, what kind of an update? There are always a lot of things happening there. It's like a continual roller coaster, seriously. Many of the things, we cannot share because it's like internal stuff, you know, what's happening there on the ship and their inner things. You know, just remember, they have life. Just like we have life and we have things happening and events in our families, they also have different situations developing. They have life. They are not orbs floating around. They are people, and their lives are as complicated and sometimes even more complicated than ours, and especially Svaru's life, because she is a time traveler. She doesn't belong just to one dimension, well, that one density in one timeline. So what is happening? Wolfstar, are there aliens in the Mount Kailash? I don't know. I don't know anything about Mount Kailash. So going back to what I was saying, Svaru's life is quite complicated. So some of the things we cannot comment, it's also because, you know, it's not really relevant to anything, you know, to the learning process of reality. If it is, if I see that it is relevant, that, for example, something is happening that could relate to a concept that I want to explain, then I will bring it up. Do the Agarthans use plasma ships? I don't know. I don't know if they use plasma ships. But they do exist, and I will make a video about them. What exactly happens when we pass 3D density? I'm assuming you're asking about, like, for example, what happens when we go in a ship. When we go on a ship, okay, if we, for example, are on a ship and we go through the Van Allen belts, not the human ship, the ET ship, because the humans cannot really go beyond the Van Allen belts. So if we are on the 5D in an extraterrestrial ship and we go to 5D, what happens is that your whole memory gets recovered, okay? Sometimes slowly, sometimes drastically. You remember everything. You remember your intention of coming down. You remember your other incarnations. You remember why, you know, who you are in that other life. Well, in that other place, you start to understand everything in a different way, and your body starts to regenerate. Also, as I said, if you were extracted by the ship, 7 years tops, you would be regenerated and now back in your other version of yourself. Your consciousness gets expanded. What I'm really missing to recover, I really want to understand more about the spaceships and the star navigation. It's something, when I read Svaru's text, I don't understand everything sometimes, okay? I will be the first one to admit it's hard stuff, nuts and bolts. But, you know, I would love to remember that, and I would love to know what she's talking about more and understand in the engineering. So I am looking forward to having that part of my brain recovered for sure. What is so special about the third parallel on Earth's equator? I'm not sure. How to recognize false people? It's not really easy. I would even say it's not even possible sometimes to recognize them. And you have to respect everybody the same. And also remember, there are also false animals, not just false people. One way to recognize them is just they have absolutely no ability to think further beyond their immediate reality and the system, right? Have just no capacity of a larger thinking. But don't put everyone in the same basket, because remember, there are a lot of real people who are actually desiring this experience of not knowing. They don't want to know. You know, maybe they came down on vacation from knowing. Who knows? And, you know, they decided to, hey, I want to go into the unknowing state. How does that feel? Now, especially remember, Tegetans are very curious race. They are explorers. So, for example, in my case, I'm not surprised I'm here, because I know myself and I know I'm an explorer. Everywhere I go, I feel like, okay, I would like to see how that feels. I'm not surprised that I'm in 3D, you know? Knowing my curious spirit, I want to know what it feels like. What was I talking about, actually? I don't know. The false person, yeah, how do you recognize them? So remember, respect everybody the same, because there are many real ones who are choosing this experience of not to know. How can we use our astrology birth cards? I'm not sure. But the interesting fact, curious fact about astrology does work, and it's real. But it actually, as Varu said, for example, it works the reverse of what we think. For example, we think that if I'm born in August, then, you know, I'm randomly born in August, and then that position of stars and planets and all that will have a special effect on my personality. When she said, it's actually the reverse. first you had a specific personality and specific preferences and inclinations, and you have your essence. And that's when you choose to be born in a specific time, in a specific time of the year, in order to, to fit in the system, in the positioning of the stars, something like that. Okay, so it's quite reverse to what we think. Okay. Please talk about the race from God Odin. God Odin, the Viking race. The Vikings, they are an extraterrestrial race, and they are Pleiadians. They are not Tigetan Pleiadians. They are Engans, and they are called Space Vikings by Svaru. And they are very tough as well, very tall, bearded, and they are the ones behind the Nordic mythology. They are also quite involved with the liberation of the Earth. However, I don't know if they have been contacting exactly. They are very protective over Tigetans, Tigetan women. Women, as from what I understand, also. They perceive them as their little sisters. I don't know more about them, Sirona. I'm sorry. Yeah. Actually, raise the frequency. You are very right about that. Somewhere on the website, it said that we are really in 1719. It's true, and it actually came up in our conversation with the guys today. I don't remember if that was exactly the date, but we are definitely in the year 300 years back, in 1700s. Are the Mayans from the Maya Pleiades? Yes, they are Pleiadians, and they look exactly like Mayans. They are from the Mayan, from Pleiades. Yes, yes, yes. The Celts, that's interesting because the Celts, and I will talk about that when we talk about the history of the humanity, actually have connection with the Egyptians. Let's see if I can see the question that I know. The pyramids, who created the pyramids? The Federation created the pyramids in general as a conglomerate of races. Tigeta was very involved in the Egyptian period, but pyramids, it's such a huge topic. And okay, you have to also understand that, sometimes it's difficult to collect the information and present it in a format that is nicely understood by you, because sometimes with the conversation with Varu the last 2 years, we have been talking about this and that in different chats. It doesn't follow one line of the topic all the time. So sometimes we spend maybe half an hour on pyramids talking about that, and then the conversation goes into the engineering of the whatever, and then we go talking about food. So then I need to be sitting down and reading all this and gathering all this information and putting it all together so it's presented in a topic way. So that's what I have been doing now with the history of the humanity, with pyramids, Egypt. I have so much information about it, but it's very scattered. It's very diffused all over the place. So I don't want to present it this way to you. I want to be efficient with this and present it to you in one video format, maybe a few parts, but one video well made so it's clear and understood. Okay, thank you very much, Barb. Thank you very much for your love and gratitude. Likewise. Thank you very much, everybody, for being here and being active and... it's great. I don't know what else to say at this point. It was just supposed to be a short video responding some of your matrix questions. I don't know anything about the Hathor race. Anunnaki did not modify the race that was already here, according to what Svaru is saying. They were trying to modify. They were trying, but they failed. They failed because the Lyrians were too strong of a mind. They had too strong of a connection with the source. And remember, you cannot genetically in the laboratory modify something here if it's projected from beyond, from above. You would have to manipulate that which is beyond. So that's why they tried to manipulate genetics on the physical plane, the only thing they had access to. But the genetics always would go back to its original state. That's when they started to apply mind control. Because that mind control is much stronger than genetic manipulation. Thank you very much, Lisa. Also, thank you very much. Did Svaru talk about unicorns? Yes, she did talk about unicorns. Actually, they don't have unicorns as we have this in our fantasy, which is a shame because I like unicorns. I love them. But they don't have a unicorn horses. They have all kinds. Well, actually, they don't have horses. They don't have horses. And they don't have dogs. But they have small horses, I think, from what I remember. But they do have other creatures that have something similar to like a horn, like a unicorn horn. But it's not unicorn. This is a very interesting question. Is the Nephilim in status in Antarctica? I will have to ask Robert if he talked about those beings in status in Antarctica. I don't know. I'm sorry at this point. Thank you very much, Lisa. Okay. Anything? Yes. Well, thank you very much. A lot of thank yous. Thank you. Thanks to you for your openness and your acceptance. Remember that, you know, there are the matrix will always be reacting to this is the natural law of the matrix. If you put out something that is going to be combating the matrix and the status quo, it's designed and programmed to fight back. So we already have had a lot of attacks on our Spanish channel in English, and it's probably going to increase at some point. So just putting it out there just in case. But we don't care, of course. Can our souls access 5D? Of course, your soul is 5D in even more all the time in our sleep. Of course, it can and it does. It does. You access other realities, other timelines, other densities. You access the source itself in your dream. As Varu explained, the only reason why in our dream we see things that are 3D is because this is what we have in our mind. Whatever occupies our mind, especially before going to sleep, we are going to be kind of stuck on that because we continue with the intention of what we carry in our mind into the dream state. And being in that state, we manifest things that we had before going to sleep. So we manifest trees and computers and tables, 3D stuff, because this is on our mind. But we definitely go into the source and other densities during our dream state. When the moon is turned off, will it affect the world's ocean tides? Thank you, Joe, for the question. Very interesting. I'm not sure. Probably in some way it would, but remember, it has nothing to do with any disasters coming our way. Okay, there's going to be no disasters, no nothing. According to what Svaru says. This is just fear propaganda. What else? Thank you, Sal. Sal, she has been a big supporter for a very long time. Thank you very much, Sal of the Earth. A hug to you as well. Well, yeah. Okay. So maybe I will be going very soon. Okay. How much time are we on? It's actually 1:16 at night here, Barcelona time. I have to walk my dogs. I'm sorry. I don't know about the binary star Bombard. Yes, it's Angie. It's interesting your question about the reptiles and how they are being oppressed, because they are actually oppressed society as well. The ones who are doing all the dirty work are actually being oppressed by the draconians, by the ones that are higher than that. They are very hierarchical society, and the ones on top, they are oppressing the ones on the bottom. So it's a complicated situation. There are a lot of complicated situations happening in the universe. I think I'm going to go because it's 1:16. It's late. I was here longer than I was ex than I expected. Thank you very much. I'm just so curious about your questions. I'm very tempted to keep reading your questions. Yeah, I have to walk my dog, Arnold. Yes. Ground yourself. Yes. It's very important to walk bare feet, even around your house, to ground yourself. Walking bare feet. This is not for me. This is Varu said that. She said that it's very good for you to walk bare feet. But I am going. Am I on? Did I disappear? Because I'm frozen here. Okay, I'm back. Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for watching and for being here. I hope this was somewhat helpful to you. If I have anything more that, like, urgent and important to announce or explain, I'll try to be here live. Okay? Thank you so much. Dragons, that's Alpha Draconians. Alpha Draconians is the dragon race. Bye. Bye. Thank you, everybody. Let's see how I get this. How do I stop this now? Okay, here. Good night, the crew from the orbit, if you are watching too.